You know, this whole idea of live video conferencing has been around forever. And it's also been really expensive, you know, with heavy equipment. But, you know, if IBM people want to talk to one another, that's what they did. COVID-19 changed a lot of that. And all of a sudden, here came Zoom just at the right time. Their price took off. And all of a sudden, corporations, individual businesses, but families are keeping in touch. And now they're beginning to improve on it. Last time we checked in with Angel Munoz, who is that esports guru, came up with Beacon X. He'd already come up with a great rival for Zoom, had a couple of 100,000 subscribers. Now it's time to check back because I think they're still growing. Angel Munoz joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me again.
So what's the count and the amount? How many global users of Beacon X do you have right now?
We just passed over 350,000. So we're growing at about 100,000 people a month. Yes.
So how do you compete against something that is established like Zoom?
You asked me that question the first time we chatted, and it's a complex answer. But ultimately, we have to tap into the dissatisfaction that exists already with the existing product lines, that it's not only narrow to Zoom, but to Teams and WebEx and BlueJeans and all of the players in there. And what we find in our research is that people are not completely satisfied with the solutions that are out there, and we just have to be better and provide the solutions that people are seeking to have.
Well, I saw a release the other day. You all had applied for several patents, and one I think we had alluded to maybe the first time we talked, but the ability with just a voice command to move a conference, a Beacon call from, I'm sorry, it's just old habits, to move it from, you know, say a PC to my iPad.
Right. So we did file a patent, that patent was approved for that technology. We do have that patent, which is the transfer of a call from one source to another, and being completely agnostic of platform, OS, or device. We've been granted that patent. In fact, we are going to pursue making sure that some of the people that may be infringing on our patent back off. But we did file, you're right, in stating that we did file a second patent that includes the use of what we call a synthetic moderator into the call to facilitate those things and make them faster. So the universe that I imagine, David, is one that you do not have to click on things. So for example, if we wanted to transfer this call, whatever the code name that we have in this case, it's Sammy, that we have, you invoke it, and then you give it the command that you want to transfer this to any device, including an iPad, an iPhone, an Android phone, a web-based television, or an automobile with a powerful enough web browser like Tesla. And that was a great moment for you and I, because I remember you being slightly skeptical, which I loved, and saying, I'm not sure you could make this work in my car because you drive a Tesla. And we did. We had a conversation. You were blown away that you were talking in your Tesla.
I was blown away. So I think that's the answer to the question that I was asking earlier is, how do you compete against something that's established?
Yeah, we
like
have
Zoom,
to be better and we have to be different.
Yeah,
yes, correct.
And making the point of difference. So So what else you got up your sleeve?
Well, we are we just filed a new patent. We haven't announced it yet. It's an exciting patent because it uses new technologies that are available in telecommunications that were just released in September. And we are all over it. And basically, it allows us to detect through a new form of encryption if you're calling a particular number. Let's say if you have an account on Beacon and you wanted to join a call through voice, that means you can't make the video conference. You just dial one number for all members, for all members of Beacon, not all members of your call.
Right.
And it puts you right through the call if you call within 5 minutes of it starting or any time during the time that that the call is going on.
So if you suddenly get called away and you got to join from your car or something.
Yeah. If you're not transferring the call, you can just call a number and automatically routes you. But it also gives us the ability to do one link. So if you go to beaconx.com and you happen to have a call, you don't have to do anything else. It just routes you into the call. Obviously, that's optional. You can turn it off if you don't want that. But we think that people are going to find that to be a faster and easier to join call.
So look, I know eSports was very, very kind to you. But ultimately, my sense is you want to make money doing this. So how do you monetize it? Because you're giving most of this stuff away.
Yeah. So we are beta. I have to laugh. Yeah, esports was kind. As you know, David, I was the one that envisioned the whole idea of computer game competitions as a professional sport. Worked in it for 12 years. We did very, very well. But beyond that, on this one, I went into a crowded field, and has big players. And of course, we've answered the question: how do we stand out? And obviously, it's through innovation and being the best at what we do. But also, how do you monetize this? And you know that's what we're working on right now. We've brought it on. We just announced that we have a new CMO and a new CTO, and so we're building a team to be able to take Beacon in all its different facets, because Beacon X, which is the one that we're on right now, is free. But we are beta testing right now Beacon Plus, that allows up to 30 people to be on the call. And it adds a number of features that are not available on Beacon X. And that's $4.95 a month. And then we have Beacon Max, and that's $14.95 a month. And Beacon Max is going to be interesting because it combines the abilities of video conferencing that we're all used to with actually a landline or mobile phone calling service. So you can use Beacon to make phone calls worldwide, and it's $14.95 a month.
Of course, that's the remarkable thing about this. It was, a few years ago, it was Skype that sort of took away that heavy toll curtain. I mean, you call somebody in Europe, and it was like $5 a minute or something. It was just outrageous. Mm-hmm. And along came Skype, and it was primitive, and still is to some great degree.
Right.
But now, I mean, the idea of having video, and also you've got, like I say, you've got a lot of people nipping at your heels too, because since we last spoke, they've had this new operating system rollout from Apple, and suddenly looks like they're trying to take FaceTime a lot.
Yeah, FaceTime is a fantastic product. It's sort of an ecosystem product that they want to get out, and it's built into the OS, of the Mac OS, and they're going to be emphasizing that, and that's great for their users. Microsoft is doing the same thing with Teams. They are integrating it into Windows 11, and everybody's trying to just be there at the point of opportunity. But you know, the problem that you have in technology is that always look at, let's say Apple, for example. I'll give an example before I make the statement. Apple sells iPhones almost exclusively, not quite, almost exclusively to people who own iPhones. So they're do you have a 13?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do I. So we're both victims of this. So we're paying the Apple tax. But why? Because we believe intrinsically that technology that is going to be better, and we're willing to invest in that. And if I build the best video conferencing service in the world, I believe that ultimately people are going to be, you know, part of that and wanting to participate in that experience.
Right. And again, so, the point is, you were agnostic before they were. I mean, if you can go from, an Android can have a call with an iPhone or PC to a Mac.
Completely agnostic. And also, one of the advantages that I think that gets shuffled in the deck is the fact that our platform is completely encrypted. and it's completely private and it's completely secure. And I think that's going to be a growing need as you see these security holes and these other companies. Then people are going to start making decisions that are not just reactive because of the pandemic, but more informed because of what they want and the security that they want for their family members and for themselves.
Look, it's fun catching up because it's like getting into an entrepreneur's head and watching you noodle with an idea. And 350,000 users, I guess, can't be wrong.
That's a great start.
But it'd be fun to catch up with you next time and see what you've come up with.
Angel Munoz. Sounds great. That sounds great. Thank you for having me on the show again.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Angel's the entrepreneur behind Beacon X. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.